Good evening, everybody. Hope you are doing well. So before we go into God's Word today, why don't we turn to our neighbors and say happy, it's not New Year, right? So happy early New Year, I guess, or New Year's Eve. Happy New Year. Let's make it simple. God's Word comes from the book of Romans today. Romans chapter 8. Verses 28 to 29. This is God's word for us today. So I encourage you all to pay attention and listen to his word this evening. This is his word. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. This is God's word for us. Amen. Now, I'm sure many of us here had some time to reflect on 2018. I'm sure you know that I have. For some of us, it was a good year. People graduated, got gifts, found boyfriend or girlfriend, or got engaged. I have a couple of friends of mine that got engaged this year. It's a good year for them. Some of them got married. Maybe some of you in here had your first or second child, or third or fourth. I have no idea. Great year for many of us. And so on and so on. For others, perhaps 2018 was not a good year. Maybe it was a trialsome year. For some of us in here, we have gone through difficulties. Maybe some of us here had lost a loved one. A relationship ended. Someone in your family got sick. Someone lost a job. Maybe you lost a job. Some here may have felt directionless for 2018. For those who are not Christians, these events were merely just events. That's the truth. And sadly, these bad events, for non-Christians, they're merely bad events. And they just stay bad events. That's the truth. However, for a Christian, something happens to every bad moment that we experience. Bad experiences turn into blessings. God's promises unfolding. How beautiful is that, my friends? Now, I want to ask you a question. Did you guys know that in the Bible, there are almost 5,000, listen to me, 5,000 promises that God makes to his people? 5,000 promises that God makes with his people. And of those 5,000, I want to go over just one promise from God that you must hold on to in 2019. So out of the 5,000 promises, there's one promise that you need to hold on to as you go into the new year. So what is God's promise for us Christians in 2019? His promise is this: he will work all things together for good. Amen? No matter what happens in this life, no matter how good or how great or how terrible or how awful 2019 is for you and your life, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God will work all things together for good. Now, what specifically does God do? What does God do? What kind of work does God put together for good? What is good? Now, I want you to look at your Bible with me as we go through Romans 8, 28 and 29. We know 28 says God works all things together for good. Now, as we look at 29, this is what he says. Paul says, for those whom he foreknew. What does that mean? This means that those who have been saved, the ones in here today who gave their lives to Jesus Christ, to those ones who are in Jesus Christ, these people, it says, he predestined. What does that mean? It means God willed this into plan. This promise, it's not by chance. This promise does not have any potential failure. But this is God's will. Perfect, unchanging, and firm, and steadfast in his promise. This is a guarantee. And the guarantee is this, that they would conform to the image of his Son. That's what the Bible teaches us today. So one of God's many promises that he has made to his people throughout the Bible is that God will work things together for good. And for the individual Christian, he promises to us that no matter what happens in this life, no matter how trialsome 2019 may be, God promises you that he will not leave your mess as a mess. But he will use that mess to transform you more and more like Christ. Now, some of you are excited for 2019. Maybe there's something big coming on the horizon. Some of you might be hoping for a promotion at your workplace. Maybe for students in here, you're excited to go to junior high school or high school, or the seniors here in high school, maybe you're excited to actually leave your parents' house and go to college. Maybe for us in ARC, it's for finding a relationship or a spouse. There are many things that we are looking forward to, but even when those things turn into a big disappointment, God will turn those things into good. He's going to use that to transform you, to be more like Jesus. There's nothing else in this world, friends, that we should ask for more of. There's nothing that tastes sweeter. There's nothing that is better. What better thing is there in this world than to become more and more like Jesus? Amen? Becoming more and more like Jesus every day, that is the greatest thing that we could ask for. And when we ask God for that, that is a promise that he will keep. Now, I want to just share, I think this is the longest time I've preached in KM service, but I want to share with you a story today. If I can be completely honest with you, 2018 was the worst year of my life. 1 year ago, my father was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. He never smoked, doesn't drink. He's a healthy man, but December of last year, my father was having a lot of pain, and he went to the hospital, and they found out that he has 1 or 2 years left to live. And during this time, my family grieved so much. And it was an incredibly sad moment in my life and in my family's life. And you know, when, I'm sure some of you guys know this, but when someone has cancer in your family, it doesn't just change that person's life, but it changes everybody's life around them, right? You know, we had to do things like take my dad to the hospital, take him to treatments, make appointments for him, plan things ahead, like changing the name on his house or selling his car or getting better insurance. And things just changed in my life. And it was an incredibly, incredibly terrible time. And as that was happening, Sharon and my wife's side of the family, we lost our uncle to leukemia in just a matter of months, and our family went through an incredibly terrible 2018. I'm not telling you this because I'm here to complain. I'm not telling you this because I want you to feel sorry for me. I'm telling you that even in this terrible evil, the sickness, the death, the loss, God was still there. God was there. God is here now. And God used every single second of that terrible year to teach me how to be a better son. God used every single moment to teach me how to be a better husband. God used those moments to teach me how to be a better friend, a brother, a pastor. And not only that, God used those moments for my dad. God used those moments to transform him. And the only reason why this happens is because God promised us that he will work all things together for good. God promised us, and he promises you today, that he will work every terrible situation in your life to transform you. Not into a better version of you, but to be like Jesus. This is a promise that I want all of us to remember as we go into 2019. So as we conclude here, I mentioned that this is a promise that is for Christians. There might be some of you in here today who don't believe in Jesus Christ, who don't believe that he died, that he rose again. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't believe in Jesus, every bad situation in your life will just be a bad situation. But if you believe in Jesus, everything in your life will work together for good. Don't you want that? Don't you need that? So I encourage you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And for our brothers and sisters here of DKPC and ARC and all the children, as we conclude 2018, I want to encourage you to trust in the Lord as you did last year. Trust in him in all things, knowing that working all things together for your good, that is a guarantee. And know that no matter what happens, God has promised us that he will shape us, that he will deliver us, that he will transform us. Let us pray. Lord, we cling to the promises that you have made to us through the scriptures. God, we hold on to every word that you have said in the Bible. And for some of us in here, these words are more than just words, God. This is a reality for us. And Lord, for those who don't believe, Lord, I pray that they believe that this would be a reality to them, that they would know the goodness and the greatness and the beauty of God, who you are and what you have in store for them. God, I pray for this church. As we go to 2019, may we be a church that believes in the gospel, that we love Jesus with all that we have, and that we trust that the Father will work all things together for good, and that good is to be transformed into the likeness of Christ. Thank you, God, for all that you have done, and in Jesus' name, amen. Peace be with you all.